Quick disclaimer, this is not medical advice. This is for entertainment and education only. Always seek medical advice from your licensed medical provider and never use this information as a substitute for medical advice. Okay, what's up, friends? Welcome back. I want to talk to you about an inexpensive way to get some polyphenols on your skin. Let's start with some definitions. Polyphenols are plant-derived compounds that act as antioxidants and have anti-inflammatory, anti-mutagenic, anti-proliferative, and anti-carcinogenic benefits. In other words, they work miracles in your body when consumed, and when applied to your skin, they also work to fight against the harmful effects of toxins and ultraviolet light that your skin gets exposed to on the daily. These compounds are called polyphenols because, chemically speaking, they're based on a phenol ring, which is a 6-carbon ring with an attached alcohol group. There are different types of polyphenols, and this list includes flavonoids like catechin and quercetin, which are found in green tea and apples respectively, phenolic acids like caffeic acid, and lignans. Each has a different effect on your body when consumed. The richest sources of dietary polyphenols include fruits, wine, chocolate, legumes like beans, tea, coffee, and oils like olive oil and coconut oil. Polyphenols have a lot of health-promoting benefits. When consumed, polyphenols can reduce blood pressure and the risk of developing heart disease, reduce your risk of cancer, particularly soy-derived isoflavones, which are a type of flavonoid. They may improve cognitive function and reduce the risk of dementia. And lastly, they appear to improve your gut health by promoting the growth of health-promoting bacteria in your GI tract. So clearly, there are a lot of benefits to consuming polyphenols. Now let's take it a step further and talk about polyphenols and your skin. Polyphenols also promote skin health. Specifically, polyphenols like ferulic acid, mangiferin, verbascoside, oleuropein, quercetin, resveratrol, and caffeic acid. These polyphenols have been shown to actually prevent and even reverse skin aging in both cell culture studies and animal model studies. And there are also a few human studies that show the same. We're still in the really early phases of understanding how these molecules work and interact with your skin, but the data is really promising, so stay tuned. A lot of scientists are working on these questions, and we'll be developing products, I'm sure of that, that'll be full of these compounds once the data is more clear. One way to get some of these polyphenols onto your skin is to eat the foods that are high in these substances. It's, again, the reason you always hear me talking about eating a healthy diet and conforming to a healthy diet. The other way to get these polyphenols to impact your skin is to put on skincare products that contain them. One example is CE Ferulic, which is a product made by SkinCeuticals. It's a serum that you put on your skin. It has 0.5% ferulic acid. That's 0.5%, which is one of the important polyphenols we've discussed. That seems like a low concentration, but it seems that even really low concentrations of these compounds can have noticeable skin benefits. So I personally don't use CE Ferulic because it's dang expensive. It's about $200 for a single ounce. If I really wanted to use it, I'd buy it, but I really don't want to support that company. So I'm going to share with you an inexpensive way to get some of these polyphenols onto your skin. And that's really what brings us to the meat of this podcast episode. The information that I'm going to share with you is from a paper published in 2009. I will link it in the show notes for you. This study looked at coconut oil, including virgin extracted coconut oil, and measured its level of polyphenols. The scientists who did the study specifically looked at the polyphenols ferulic acid. Again, it's found in the expensive product CE Ferulic. And they also looked at pea cumaric acid. And these were specifically measured because they are known to be health promoting. Specifically, ferulic acid has antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties and has been shown to be chemopreventive for some cancers, while P-cumeric acid is also known to be a chemopreventive agent and also has antioxidant properties. And importantly, these two polyphenols have been previously reported to be found in coconut oil in appreciable levels. Okay, so they not only tested the levels of these two polyphenols, but they also tested their ability to quench reactive oxygen species. This is called an antioxidation assay, and they used an industry standard radical scavenging pathway to determine how effective these two molecules were at quenching free radicals. Here are the results. The total polyphenol content in coconut oil differed depending on how the coconut oil was processed. Refined, bleached, and deodorized coconut oil had the lowest levels of polyphenols, but polyphenols were nonetheless present at detectable levels. Fermentation-processed virgin coconut oil had the highest polyphenol levels, while cold-processed virgin coconut oil had the second highest levels. So the method of coconut oil extraction clearly matters when it comes to preserving these beneficial compounds. All coconut oil tested, including the refined, bleached, and deodorized coconut oil, had detectable levels of ferulic acid and P-cumeric acid. The refined coconut oil had the lowest levels of ferulic acid, but curiously, the highest levels of P-cumeric acid. Fermentation-processed virgin coconut oil had the highest levels of ferulic acid, followed by cold-processed virgin coconut oil. Interestingly, three other polyphenols were found in fermentation-processed virgin coconut oil: vanillic acid, caffeic acid, and syringic acid. These three polyphenols were not detected in the other two coconut oil samples. Fermentation-extracted virgin coconut oil had the highest free radical scavenging activity. In other words, the greatest antioxidant capacity. And that was followed by cold processed, and lastly, the refined, bleached, and deodorized coconut oil. Now here's what's interesting. Vitamin E, also known as tocopherol, was also used as an antioxidant in the study. And I think the investigators were interested in determining how effective the polyphenols in coconut oil were when compared to the standard vitamin E, because it's an antioxidant used in a ton of skincare products. And vitamin E, according to this study, was actually found to be more effective as a radical scavenging molecule compared to all three types of the coconut oil tested. That said, there are no detectable polyphenols found in pure vitamin E. So you will probably get benefit apart from antioxidation effects, because the polyphenols have more than antioxidant properties. They have chemopreventive and other anti-inflammatory effects. So in conclusion, this study showed that coconut oil has detectable levels of important and skin health promoting polyphenols, and the method of extraction really does matter. The scientists who performed the study also concluded that these polyphenols likely contribute to the anti-inflammatory properties seen when using coconut oil, whether it be ingested or topically applied to your skin. So here's the actionable step for you. If you want to get ferulic acid onto your skin on the cheap and not dishing out $200 per ounce of CE ferulic, then use either cold pressed or cold processed or fermentation processed virgin coconut oil. You don't have to buy CE ferulic. You can use straight up virgin coconut oil. I wouldn't buy the refined coconut oil given the study's finding, because clearly coconut oil extraction methods affect the antioxidant and polyphenol quantities found in coconut oil. And you can find virgin coconut oil at any grocery store you visit, including Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, Kroger, Safeway, etc. And it's really inexpensive. We're talking for a pound of the stuff, it's probably like $10 at the most. And you can use it liberally and get your ferulic acid on the cheap. Okay, I'm not exactly sure where you can find fermentation processed coconut oil, but I imagine you can Google it and it's probably going to be even more expensive. And it may not be available as easily as just cold pressed virgin coconut oil. But anyways, check it out. And I would just recommend you buy virgin cold pressed coconut oil. Cool. I hope you learned something useful. Talk to you buddies soon.